But let's focus on pertuzumab and more from the point of view. I will start out with you, Hope. Maybe you can talk a little bit about how pertuzumab works, what we know about its activity. I mean, basically everything changed in December at San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium when the data on pertuzumab were presented and then immediately published in the New England Journal. Now it's being discussed with the FDA and it may be available. You know, we'll see if it's approved. People are probably going to start using it. What do you think, Hope?
Yeah, I think that pertuzumab will probably become available to us potentially as early as June, and the last date for the FDA decision is early July, but we expect that it will be available before then, and I think it will have immediate uptake and people will use it right away. It's a really fascinating drug. So all the mAbs, of course, are monoclonal antibodies, and you know, it used to be that we thought that oral would be easier and better for patients, but it turns out that the oral agents, the tyrosine kinase inhibitors, have a more toxicity, particularly GI, with more diarrhea. And so, and you got to take them on an empty stomach, and it ends up being actually easier to get an antibody every 3 weeks, which has minimal side effects. Pertuzumab blocks the heterodimers. So it blocks the ability of HER2 to bind to alternate partners. So HER2 can bind to HER1, HER3, HER4, but the most potent signaling combination, as Joyce mentioned, is the HER2, HER3 heterodimer. The thing is really important to remember is it's hard to believe that pertuzumab wouldn't work by itself very well, but it doesn't. And in a study where patients were progressing on trastuzumab, they were randomized to get pertuzumab alone or the combination, and the combination was what worked. And it's interesting because both of these agents and monoclonal antibodies in general that block HER2 have an antibody-dependent toxicity. So there's this immune effect, which turns out to be really, really important. So the combination of trastuzumab that blocks HER2 binding to itself and pertuzumab blocking the heterodimers and the immune effect appears to be what's working so well.